In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Beware shepherds and shepherds to be, that while meaning to be a true shepherd, you not prove yourself to be a thief and a robber. True shepherds use the door. Thieves and robbers find other ways to get at the sheep. We shouldn't be too concerned about motives at this point. Jesus, in these opening verses of John chapter 10, says nothing about motives. He does not say that they are thieves and robbers because they hate the sheep, nor does he say that they are thieves and robbers because they are trying to use the sheep for their own profit. He does not even say that they know themselves to be thieves and robbers. Indeed, those found to be thieves and robbers might in all good conscience assert that they only have the best interests of the sheep in mind. It doesn't matter what they say about their motives. It doesn't matter what you say about your motives, or I about mine. Truly, truly, if he doesn't use the door to get at the sheep, then any pastor is a thief and robber. So Jesus said to them again, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. There is only one legitimate way to get to the sheep, to get to the folks in the church, or the poor lost ones all around. The door is Jesus. More specifically, Jesus, the Son of God, suffering, dying, buried, resurrected, ascended. Even more specifically, Jesus loaded down with the iniquity of all the straying sheep. Jesus bearing their griefs, carrying their sorrows, wounded for their transgressions. Jesus crushed for their iniquities. The Jesus who, by his chastisement, brings them peace, who heals them with his stripes. This Jesus is the door. And yet even more specifically, the door is Jesus who waters them in their baptism, who calls them each by name in the absolution, who gives his own true body and blood as their food of life. Here is the door, and there is no other. This Jesus who suffers and dies and rises, who gives voice to the forgiveness of sins by his cross through water and word and bread and wine. He is the only door. But remember that Jesus is the door for both sheep and shepherd. There is not a single member of the fold who needs this door more than the pastor. For the honest shepherd constantly discovers, lurking in himself, a thief and a robber, tempting him to find more effective ways to deal with the sheep, other ways in. There is one door for you, Jesus, the cross, the tomb, the interceding Lord, the water and the word, the holy absolution, the body and the blood. This is the door for you, pastors and pastors to be, not just for you to get at the sheep, but for you for your consolation, your blessing, your forgiveness. For you and for your salvation, he came down from heaven and was incarnate. For you, he was made man and was crucified, suffered, and was buried. For you, he rose again and sits interceding at the right hand of the Father. And you also were watered with the word in holy baptism. You also hear the voice of the great shepherd in the absolution. You too, thanks be to God, are fed forgiveness in the body and blood of Christ. He is your only door too. Jesus is the only door for sheep and shepherds alike. In the name of Jesus, amen.